We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sacramento, California.
Woke up quick at about noon.
Featuring Damian Barling.
Yes, I absolutely still love Russell Westbrook. So what?
And Kenny Caraway.
Sometimes you're really just vibing out.
This is D-Lo and KC.
I'm the streets' voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked.
On ESPN 1320.
Cut the music.
No. Hell no. This ain't a cut the music. What? This is a let it play. Oh. Let the music play.
Well,
this is the king's music right here.
Hey.
They say I'm hoping.
Yeah. Hey.
The 2021, 2022 kings. Like a penny with a hole in it.
No one's ever explained why a penny with a hole in it is hopeless, but
the king scan.
If you was tuning in, boy, we had the Wire references flying. We if we could just get Omar in here to clear up shop, man, we'd be in a good space.
We had Marlo, Stanfield, Snoop references, not Snoop Dogg, Snoop from The Wire.
Snoop. How's my hair look? Looks good, girl. Looks
we
good.
Had Raising Canaan references. The streets need a body because King's media and fans just dropping with their hope by like flies.
These fools broke people yesterday. Like you, I couldn't even tune into the Locked On Kings podcast because I was afraid of what happened to Matt. Like Matt was fired up yesterday. I was afraid of what happened to him after that game. I turned into Deuce, Deuce and Mo, and Deuce was. I ain't never heard Deuce. He was gone. He's just like, it was almost like you win. You got like you win after all that. Like you got me. I'm out. You've beat me.
Look,
I'm going to stay down.
I'll give the streets another body. I was thinking last night on the drive home from the G1C. I was like, look, man, I love the Kings. I love my city. It's my hometown. I mean, if I went and just went more so with, say, the Knicks and said, Kings, I'll come back when you win something, who would blame me? Like, I'm down with the whole fan police and all this other stuff, like you stay loyal or whatever. But at this point, I wouldn't blame anybody that left the Kings right now, who's a Kings fan right now, left this organization and said, you know what? When they win, I'll come back. I promise you. If anybody does that, I will not call you no kind of bandwagon, nothing like that. I'll be like, welcome back. I understand. It is absolutely warranted with this particular. These dudes are sorry. They're sorry, Damian. These dudes is weak, man.
Yeah. Well, it's not often we do this, especially 3 minutes into the show, but there's a call coming from inside your house that I guess I'm so anxious to hear what this is all about. The Queen Bee,
she don't
Jazz.
Even like the Kings.
Jazz, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
With this, it's going bad.
You know, I figured let me call in now and get this out the way because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people having a lot of things to say or the chat's going to be going crazy. I have a couple of points I want to touch on, if you guys would allow me to do that.
Yeah. Do
I'm
what you do.
I'm a Yankees fan, and I'm a Cowboys fan. And I'm going to lead with that because
sad.
People always want to come after the coach, or they want to say you throw money at a situation. Yankees, we couldn't buy ourselves a championship. We're stuck at 27. Money isn't the issue. Dallas, Jerry Jones has got to be one of the worst owners in franchise history, yet and still – we have made it to the playoffs with terrible ownership.
That's
I don't want to hear anything from anybody about Vivek because that's not the primary issue with you guys. I don't watch the Kings. I barely even like basketball because it shoved down my throat because of you guys.
Well,
but what I saw last night was absolutely embarrassing. for the team and for the city. And I'm calling out all Sacramento fans to hold them accountable. You have Buddy Hield laughing it up with AD like they've been kindergarten best friends after he just smacked them around and called them Susan. Buddy's inflated because he takes, first of all, he gets all these ridiculous stats to have him thinking that he's something that he's not. It doesn't translate to win. Sit down. He needs to be off the bench.
Okay.
But yeah, no, yeah, that's not the case. No. You got Rashawn Holmes was the only one out there last night looking like he actually cared when they lost. He looked like somebody stole his puppy. I felt bad for the man. This was so ridiculous, you guys. I looked, it was like a 2-point difference. I came back after a phone call, and you guys are getting slapped around and called Susan by 23.
Yeah.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
Just a quick question before I just want to. I think we knew this, but it, for some reason it just computed in my head. You're a Cowboy fan and a Yankees fan?
Yeah, yeah. She's kind of like LeBron.
So I'm gonna call you LeBron from now on, then. Okay, Queen LeBron. I got it. Okay, LeBron James. Appreciate you, boy. Jazz getting us off on the.
Damian. So let's get back.
Oh, damn.
We're not going to deflect from what's going on with your guys' team. You guys, you know, Kenny's fussing and huffing and puffing and talking about these people are sorry and all this stuff, and that's not even the case. I think individually, you guys have some really solid ball players. However, there's a couple of primary issues. I don't think that they're quitters. I think that they're selfish. Everybody's out there hustling for their own stats and for their own scorecards. Nobody's making anybody better on this team. Mm-hmm. I think that the negative energy when players bring their drama to the court is spreading around like a cantankerous cancer, and it sucks the energy out of the team. And that's how you have situations like yesterday where people could walk off the court smiling. You have a leader who's not a leader.
Mm.
The problem is on the court. Yeah, there's other issues, but the problem is on the court. And the city needs to hold these people accountable. You guys, as Sacramento fans, have always supported your Kings players, but it's to the point now. Don't come to my turkey drive, loser. You can't hand out nothing to the public.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Okay.
Don't come to my turkey drive, loser.
Okay. I'm sorry. Jazz, can...
You can't hand out any turkeys.
Is it okay if we go now? Jazz, can... Is there more? I know.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Okay. Okay, we will. Thank you, LeBron.
Hey, that's a hell of a line. Don't come to my turkey drive,
first of all,
losers.
No.
In no way in the world I was cutting her off.
That's a smart move, bro.
We don't want you handing out turkeys here.
She said, "I'm not finished, D-Lo." Oh, all right. Okay.
Oh,
now,
man.
That's a bit too far. We're not going to call them losers and let the brothers hand out turkey. Like,
well, they're the shoe fits.
Well, they're not winners.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But they are professional ball players. So that's, you know, that's why we don't take calls in the first segment.
They're professional ball players. Yes. Yes, they are. That doesn't mean they're winners. They can be losers.
That's what I just said. I just said they're not winners. But I'm doing a radio show in a sweatsuit from the comfort of my own home. I'm not going to call a grown man who makes $20 million
of losers.
Sorry,
man. And you know what? You know what the thing about it is? It's they routinely get beat down and just laugh it off, just shrug. The worst team in the quote unquote worst team in basketball doesn't get beat down like this on a routine basis. These dudes are sorry, man. And look, I'll agree with her on that. I'm going to tell you this, because this is always the go. It's always the go-to, Damian. Get Vlade out of here. Everything will be better. He's the problem. Get Luke Walton out of here. Everything will be better. He's the problem. Vivek Ranadive. It starts at the top. I'm not hearing Vivek today. I ain't hearing that today, bro. I'm not hearing it. Them dudes on the court was sorry last night. And to me, when you sit up here and you give them an out, you routinely, this is what we do. We routinely give them an out, talking about the owner. The rest of the league gives these guys an out. It's Sacramento. It's not you. You can't win there. They got a built-in excuse every single time. I guarantee you, if you talk to Buddy right now, Buddy doesn't think he's a problem at all. At all. He says, hey, Sacramento, what am I going to do here, man? What am I going to do? You can't. It's Loserville here. You can't do nothing here. It's a built-in excuse. And you guys pacify that every single time you talk about Vivek, Luke, or Vladi instead of their sorry-ass play for the last 3-4 years. I'm not hearing that today.
Nobody even said anything. We ain't even had a chance to start the show yet. I feel like I've been chastised for stuff I hadn't even said by the entire Caraway household. Ain't even got a chance to start the damn show yet. You're already screaming at me. God damn, one day I'm going to get a chance to start the show and let you know how I feel. Now I got people calling in. Yo, you want to get Reese on the phone? You want to cuss my ass out too? Get Reese. I know Sheriff from Elk Grove probably going to call in here at some point and let us have it. Man, goodness gracious. And the sad part is everything you said. Right on. Buddy don't think he a problem. And look, there's a lot of people who are going to be held accountable. Number one thing I want to know, though. Biggest mystery of last night's game. Who the F was that playing in the first half? Who were those dudes in Kings uniforms?
Imposters.
Who was that?
Imposters. That ain't the Kings.
The only guy who played from tip to close was Rashawn Holmes and Tyrese Halliburton. I said, guys. Those two, they was out there working. Mm-hmm. But who were the other dudes out there? Imposters. Who's the dude in the 5 jersey?
Imposters. He wasn't even that nice in the first half, bro. Like, I looked up.
He got
like 4 quick points, maybe 5 points with under a minute and a half in the second half. He had 4 points for the most of that first half.
De'Aaron was fine yesterday. But the problem is fine doesn't win games. Like, Davion Mitchell took 14 shots yesterday.
Mm.
The head of the snake took 9. I know he got to the foul line. I understand he got to the foul line. I also appreciate the fact that he fell back from taking all those 3-pointers because he didn't do that yesterday. What he was doing was effective. He just stopped doing it.
It wasn't even that effective. He wasn't doing nothing out there. Rashawn,
I disagree. I'm gonna be fair to this.
What was he doing? What was he doing?
Yo, he was playing in the first half, and that's the difficulty. I'm not gonna stall this team out by talking about what they did in the first half. My issue isn't with De'Aaron Fox and the way he played. My issue is with De'Aaron Fox. He seems to like pick and choose when he plays. He was fired up in the first half. We saw him go coast to coast in the first half, and then it was gone. Then he stopped doing it.
Like twice. That's not good enough. Like that is not good.
That's literally what I just said.
No, twice in the first half. That's not good enough. He didn't do good in the first half. He didn't do nothing. You're telling me he didn't do good in the first half. He went coast to coast like twice in the first half. That's not good enough.
Okay. All right.
It's not good enough for a guy that's making $150 million. And we're congratulating for going hard twice? That sucks.
All right, man. Is that type of day. This is where we are with this team. We just sit here and scream at each other the entire game or the entire show. James Ham's going to join us at some point. I really don't know when. I think James is pretty fired up, too. He wants to talk Kings. We'll talk more as D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey, the home for the best Kings talk on ESPN 1320.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
D'Lo and Casey continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
All right, so after an entire commercial break where we just continue to be frustrated with this organization, let's try to dive a little bit deeper into some things that actually happened last night. And I want to start with this because, as we mentioned earlier today, no one is absolved of having their name called. And we'll start with Alvin Gentry. This is how he started his press conference last night, Casey.
I guess the very first thing I should do as a coach is apologize to the fans here. They don't deserve what they got tonight. The first half we were fine. We played great basketball and we moved the basketball, and I thought the pace of the game was great. The second half was a disaster and it was an embarrassment. And as the coach of this team, I want to apologize to every King fan out there, because you do not deserve this. You know, you deserve much, much better.
All right. And we appreciate it, Alvin. I'm going to stop it right there. Can you apologize for leaving Buddy Hield in the game last night?
Oh, God.
Like, are we all, is everybody ready for this? Because I posed the idea yesterday of not playing him, and y'all laughed, and oh, my God, where are the points going to come from? He was 1 of 7 yesterday, jacking up 23-foot threes while the Los Angeles Lakers were on a run.
Horrible.
Are we ready to acknowledge this dude does not, your mans ain't a winner. You
no.
feel me? Yeah. Your man's yeah. is not a winner. Buddy Hield. You know why? Like, man, that Laker, the Laker deal fell apart for Kyle Kuzma and Montrezl Harrell. Nobody stopped to think, wondering why the other 28, 29 teams in the league aren't coming to knock the door down. All these people tweeting out graphics about Buddy Hield and what of an elite shooter is. You don't think teams around the league would clamor for a elite shooter? No, because they're actually watching the games and they know that this dude is an elite. They know that he's more likely to kill you than he is to help you. And Alvin Gentry now, he's in the position where he has to do something about it, and he's fallen into the pattern of Luke Walton, where anybody going to do anything about it? They just keep marching that dude out there expecting a different result. He's terrible. He does not help you win, and he's more likely to do something to help you lose than to do the other.
100%. 100%. And
now that responsibility falls on Alvin Gentry. Bench his ass.
100%. And you mentioned it, Damian, because people always want to bring up organizations and a winning organization. It starts at the top and all this other stuff. You mentioned it before, Damian. Ask yourself, would the Miami Heat want Buddy Hield?
Nope.
Would the Boston Celtics
Buddy Hield? Hell no.
Those are two winning organizations that would run from the idea of having that guy on their team. This is not at the feet of one person specifically, one player. This guy's a huge problem. Not only with his play, but his energy, his vibes. This is the second time in a week where his team gets embarrassed.
Yep.
And he can't wait to go talk to Doc Rivers.
Yep.
He can't wait to go talk to Anthony Davis. All while stinking himself. Like, it's not like he's out here dropping 35 in the team loss. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, man, I did what I had to do. But, you know, I just didn't have a team. He sucked both times.
Mm-hmm.
It was trash. And he can't wait to go talk to these guys. The first thing that needs to happen, the first trade that be made is Buddy Hield. I'll tell you right now, and I don't care if you say it would get me fired as a GM or whatever, I will take less than market value to get him the hell out of this locker room.
And that's the thing. Like, he doesn't have market value. He's the biggest mirage in all of professional basketball. Because you look at these damn statistics, you look at these graphics that all of these content creators put out there, and you see Steph's name and you see Buddy Hield's name. The people who aren't falling for that are those organizations around the league. Yeah, we know what that is. One guy is, I don't know what their record is, 14-4. The other guy is perpetually 7 games under .500 and shooting. Now he's a 37% three-point shooter. I told you, I'm willing to die on the Buddy Hield hill. Are y'all that Buddy Hield is elite? Are y'all willing to die on that hill? Because there's a lot more evidence.
They are.
There's a lot more evidence that says y'all gonna be dead before me. I'm living a long and fruitful life on this Buddy Hield hill, but y'all are dying. Y'all bones are withering up. You fall into the ground. You quicksand. You falling into the ground. It's about to end for you. 37% from three. That's where your man's is at right now. Mr. Elite. That's where he's at. 37% from three. But you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. He's elite. Oh, if he makes that first shot. He hit his first shot last night. Didn't hit another one.
He takes some of the stupidest shots of all time.
It's so different when he hits his first shot. Y'all really recycling that same garbage every game. And every game, he just sits in front of you and says, you're wrong. You're wrong, because I'm going to hit my first one, and I'm going to take 12 more and miss all of them. But yeah, no, by all means, you're down six. You're up six. Put them back in the game. By all means. Teams falling apart. You know what will quickly pull the Sacramento Kings back together when the Los Angeles Lakers are making a run and that 14-point lead gets cut to six? Put in the guy who takes the worst shots on the team. That'll fix it. Yo, Alvin, I love you, bro, but I hear nothing but wonderful things about you. This is now your responsibility.
It was infuriating to see him in the game for so much in that second half. So much. Like, he was in the game so much for so long in that second half. And I have no idea why. He didn't do anything that was helping his
Nothing.
Team. Not one thing. He spreads the floor for shooters. He can't make a shot.
Nope.
Like, let's just stop. Let's just stop with that. Like, he spreads the floor and he creates space so much and all this other stuff. The team has sucked since he's been here. He don't do nothing.
Yep.
He does not do anything to winning. And the theme, one of the themes at least, last night and going into today, is these guys don't care. They don't give a damn. And let's just go down the list and let's start with Buddy Hield. Do you think Buddy Hield gives a damn that the Kings are losing?
No.
What do you think Buddy Hield cares more about, his numbers or the Kings' wins-loss?
His numbers.
That's all that matters to him, and his bank account. He don't give a damn.
Got
to
get that extra $500,000. He's seeing it slip away.
Buddy, I'm confident in saying he don't give a damn.
Mm-mm. Sure.
Because Buddy can tell me.
Oh, but he works really hard. He works really hard, Kenny.
Yeah, he works hard to get his shots off.
Kenny, he's reliable. He's on the floor for 80 games a year, 81 games a year, 82 games a year. He's really reliable. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'd pass on that. Maybe I'd pass on Buddy being available for 82 games a year.
It hasn't worked. It hasn't done anything for us since he's got here. Hasn't done a damn thing.
Work for him.
Oh, he cashed it out.
That's it. Work
he's cashing
him.
Out. He works hard because he thinks he's Kobe. He's not.
Oh, that reminds me. Bruh, the one thing I took great joy in last night was seeing that clip that came from the TV that Tony Zipteras put up on the King's Herald, knowing, dude, Kobe would hate your guts. Like, not Buddy Hield the person, Buddy Hield the teammate. You pull that stunt with 24 in your locker room or 8 in your locker room? Oh, ain't you hearing about it that day.
Bro, Kobe would walk out on your ass in practice like he did them other Lakers. You would be one of the people that he would walk out on. You don't have a Mamba mentality.
You know who? Didn't DeMarcus grab, was it Isaiah? Who was
IT.
Trying to dap
IT
up Chris Paul?
To, IT, yeah.
He's like, nah, we ain't dapping up Chris Paul. Get out of here. We're going to the locker room.
Yeah,
man,
this guy's laughing and giggling.
I took great joy in that. Oh, Buddy loves Kobe. Yeah, Kobe would hate that dude as a teammate.
Kobe
hate his guts.
As a teammate and as a basketball player. The way he goes about basketball, Kobe would look at him like a joke.
What you know what that clip would, it would be the Jimmy Kimmel clip.
It's exactly what it would be.
That's what it'd come back to Kobe deadpan in a suit. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. 916-349-1320. We know y'all got a lot to say, man. Phone lines are open for you all day, as always. Let's start with our man, Tyler. Tyler, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, you guys.
Always.
Hey, maybe you guys might need to help me out. I fail to understand why everyone in the Kings organization has such a high expectation for this roster. We're going on coach number three with essentially the same starters that dated back to Dave Yeager. And I know that Dave Yeager coached him to 39 wins in his last year, but that's not a whole lot to hang your hat on. So, I mean, help me understand what's the deal here and why are our expectations so high?
I don't know that they're the expectations, Tyler, were for 38 wins, 39 wins. We're talking about the 10th spot. Is that really that high?
No.
We're not talking about top six or seven. Jesus, we're not even talking about a traditional playoff lineup of the top eight. We're talking about 10th. You did the numbers on this one day. Like, 10th seed is regularly, what, 36, 37 wins?
Mm-hmm.
That's too high? Word?
This group, I'll continue to say
it. I don't think Rashawn Holmes played for Dave Yeager either, but go ahead.
This group, I'll continue to say it. This core, these guys have been here 3-4 years. Good individual players. Talented individual players, I'll say that. As a group, they've accomplished nothing. And they don't make each other better. They don't do anything as a team that's positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for these guys to continue to be together. They've gotten GMs fired. They've gotten coaches fired. They're the last thing remaining. Well, Vivek and those guys too. But as far as on-court product, they've seen three coaches now. And they play the same way. Like,
yep.
We keep lowering the bar for these guys. Not, let's be good. Then it's, let's just, take advantage of the play-in. Or let's be competitive. Now it's like, can you stop getting blown out? Like, can you stop embarrassing yourselves in this city by getting smacked around whenever somebody pushes you one time?
The whole organization should be embarrassed by what happened last night.
Yes.
The fact that, one, the Golden One Center was empty. Two, the people who were there at the Golden One Center were there to see the Los Angeles Lakers. Not even LeBron James. Like, I could get it if Six was out there doing his thing. But LeBron wasn't even there, and we knew that. We knew in advance that LeBron wasn't going to be there. But still, they was there cheering. And Alvin Gentry was asked about it. We'll get to that sound. But, yeah, the whole organization should be humiliated.
And you know what? Alvin Gentry said what he said about, apologizing to the fans and doing that. You want to run it back again for those who hadn't seen it, what he said first?
Sure,
thing.
I got you. Yeah.
I guess the very first thing I should do as a coach is apologize to the fans here. They don't deserve what they got tonight. The first half we were fine. We played great basketball and we moved the basketball, and I thought the pace of the game was great. The second half was a disaster and it was an embarrassment. And as the coach of this team, I want to apologize to every King fan out there, because you do not deserve this. You deserve much, much better. And we'll find guys that will give you better. Can't do that. You can't do what we did the second half. And the one thing we talked about before we came out was, we have to start establishing ourselves from a home standpoint. On the road we've been fine. I think we're 5-5 on the road, but we hadn't won home games, and it all starts with home games. Really, it all starts with home games. You got to establish yourself at home. And then if you can do what we did on the road, that's what gives you a good year in this league. But to battle and have more road wins than home wins, your fans don't deserve that.
Alvin Gentry last night.
Very nice gesture. I think De'Aaron Fox was asked about it later on in the press conference, an hour or so later, because that's his bag. And I sat there, and I appreciate the gesture, Alvin Gentry. And people asked De'Aaron Fox about how he felt. He kind of sidestepped it. He didn't really answer it.
He didn't answer anything last night.
No. they should be more. And once again, I'm a Kings fan, so he's apologizing to me. That's cool. That's fine. I understand that. How about just being disgusted and embarrassed for yourself as a player? Like, I get it. It's cool. It's whatever. You know, you apologize to the fans. Like, it's cool. I get it. It's a nice gesture. Be disgusted in yourself. Be disgusted with your performance. And be embarrassed with your performance first. Like, that says something more to me. Like, it probably wouldn't have gone over the right way with other people, but I understand. If De'Aaron would have said, you know, with all due respect to the fans, and, you know, I do apologize for them, first things first, I'm just disgusted with myself. I hold myself to a higher standard. And I'm not achieving that. We're not achieving that as a team. And no disrespect to the fans, but we need to have some self-pride before we go apologizing to anybody else. They don't have that. Once again, they don't care. He's got, outside of Rashawn Holmes, I put Tyrese in there. I put Davion in there. And then you got your Mattoos, your Lou Kings, those guys. I think they obviously care.
Yeah, I was going to play, yeah.
Harrison cares. He wasn't there last night. But Fox.
Oh, he was there. He wasn't on the floor. Yeah. He was trying to get through to him. But
Harrison cares. Fox, Buddy, Bagley, they could care less. They could care less. They completely checked out of this whole thing. And here's the thing with De'Aaron Fox. We'll move on to De'Aaron Fox here. People talk about he's frustrated with his play. He's he's going down again here in Sacramento, and he's frustrated. There's two ways, in my opinion, that people handle frustration. One would be you get frustrated and you get like ultra aggressive, like almost out of control aggressive. You know, you're getting really physical. You're attacking really hard. You're just overly aggressive. And that's when, like, people got to sub him out. No, sub him out. He needs to catch his breath and get his mind right for a second. There's that level of handling it. And then there's people who get so frustrated that they just completely check out. And they go through the motions and they give up. And they say, I can't. I just can't. I'm so mad. I'm going to sit here and give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's frustrated. You know what I mean? He seems like the type. And so frustrated, he just checks out. He looks checked out. And I've been hesitating for a long time. There are certain things that you say that you don't want to say or whatever, and I respect that or whatever, and I have my thing. Damon, you know, I've tried for a long time to sit up here and say, I'm not going to sit up here and say the guy doesn't care. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say. He's not giving me much ammo to say anything different at this point.
You know what I hear you, and that's a discussion Kenny and I have hours before the show starts every day. I'm not willing to say it. So the fact that you finally said it, man, they broke you too. Another street's got a body. The street's got it. They got Deuce. Matt George.
Dr. David put me in the vacant on a shirt.
Yeah, that's what it is. Headed to them vacants. How's my hair look? Man, that's a deep cut for The Wire. For those who, you know, I don't even know that's a deep cut. That's a famous scene right there. If De'Aaron had been like not playing well, but if De'Aaron's play had been exactly the same, but from the ups and downs, the playing well and blowouts, all those, if it had been exactly the same, but his demeanor was different, I don't think you'd feel that way. Mm-mm. I think it's his play combined with the fact talk about the streets got a body. I think they got De'Aaron.
Mm.
You talk about it feels like he checked out. If you're right, and De'Aaron has checked out, it's because the Kings got him. Going to bear De'Aaron right next to Deuce. Because the Kings got him. Took their souls from them. Broken them. The only problem is you... Kenny Caraway can't do anything about it. Deuce Mason can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody watching can't do anything about it. De'Aaron can, though. Like, I don't think maybe De'Aaron can't single-handedly change the entire fortunes of the Sacramento Kings, but I do believe De'Aaron is talented enough to, when things got out of hand last night, he talked about this last night. I don't know if they, as has been the case most of the season, De'Aaron's press after the game was trash. They might as well stop putting him out there because it's not even worth it. Matt George asked him a question in which he literally just said, I don't know. Or I don't recall, or something like that. I don't know what you're talking about. And that was his answer. Here he is talking about, I think he's talking about communication here.
I think, you know, naturally, things kind of get quiet, you know, when another team's on the run. But we have to be better at that. We have to continue to do what we're, like you said, in the first half. I mean, we're talking, you hear everybody, and then the team goes on a run. You know, you don't want to get silent. You have to, you know, talk even more whenever a team is getting on a run because, I mean, that's the only way to stop the bleeding. You have to do it together.
You can't do it? Like, you can't initiate it? Because no one... I've watched a lot of Kings basketball in my life, as virtually everybody watching or listening to this. Has anybody ever watched a Kings game and go, man, De'Aaron's really... He really lighting him up today. Not talking about his play. I'm talking about his teammates. Oh, man, De'Aaron's really into guys. Has anybody ever seen that? Can anybody give me one example in which that's ever happened?
I'll give you one example.
Okay,
Friday
good,
night when he let the clock dribble out, he got mad at Alex Lynn. And then Lindsey Harding said, no, that was your fault, De'Aaron. Oh,
that's okay. He wanted to pass the buck to Alex Lynn. And then, okay, yeah. I gotcha.
That's it.
But hearing him talk about what we've got to do, fam, you've got to do it. And if your team's not responding, yo, Alvin, get Buddy out. He's not hearing me. Put Louis the freaking King in. At least he's got some heart. Put mm-hmm. Louis the King out there. Put Chemezie out there. Give me anything.
He's battling.
Anything. Man. But no, you talk about things. This dude's not a leader. He's a follower. He needs someone to lead him.
Yes.
And that player doesn't exist on this roster. I mean, Harrison is, I believe Harrison is a leader, but not that type of leader.
Mm-hmm.
They need sorry, partner. I'm really sorry you could cuss me out for this during the commercial break. They need a Draymond Green person.
Sure.
They need they need DeMarcus. they need somebody to grab them by the throat and say, we're not doing this.
No, you know what, though, Damien, no. No, they don't need anything. They don't need anything because they're hopeless.
Okay.
This group is hopeless.
No. Penny with a hole in it.
Like a penny with a hole in it. They're hopeless. What they need is they need to break this thing up because this group together, you could bring in whatever the best leader in the world is to be with these guys. They gonna get that guy fired.
Mm.
This group is hopeless. I have zero hope. They don't have it. What they need to do is break these guys up and then bring in the parts, whether it's a Draymond or anything else like that. Look, you got a guy last night. All respect, Damien. All respect. I promise you, I'm not poking you here. Russell Westbrook looked horrible. He looked horrible in that first half.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Russ. Losing or stand up, all right. I love Russ, but he's not the same player no more. There's a bunch of flaws to his game. But if I'm watching Russ, I never feel like he's not going at it. Mm-hmm. I never get that. Even if he's going to the hole super fast, throws a layup over the backboard, the man's going. You can't break this man's will. You can't get him to just fall back. This guy gets after it. And like you said, if the same thing was going on with De'Aaron, even those press conferences, but he was out there looking like he gave a damn, out there with his play, he'd be one of the guys, well, you can save De'Aaron. You can save him. Mm-hmm. Keep him and then put some other guys to care around him.
Yeah.
But
and then, you know, you talk about the difference between great players, man. There was a moment. Kings up 3 or 4, maybe. Mm-hmm. Might be. It's in that vicinity. Russ is going to the foul line. Russ is still the Russell Wilson. He started to cook.
Mm.
right? He is the one who had kind of brought the Lakers, put the Lakers in that position by getting to the basket, getting to the foul line. The camera caught him. He knew. Go back and watch that clip when Russell Westbrook goes to the foul line in the third quarter. The camera catches him, and he got this smirk on his face knowing it's over.
You knew what time
it was. We got
him.
We broke them.
Yeah.
Which is the theme of the day. We broke them.
He knew what time it was. Look, when we come back, I want to ask everybody in the chat, everybody that's listening on the radio, on the Odyssey app, watching on YouTube, watching on Twitch, I want to ask you a question. And it'll, I think it'll clear a whole lot of things up. I think it'll clear a whole lot of things up.
It's a hell of a tease. I'm going to go downstairs and make a Sacramento splash. I'm dead on serious. We ain't drinking Sacramento splashes anymore when they win. We're drinking Sacramento splashes when they lose. It's 12:43. We're at home. I think that's fair. We'll come back. Lots more talk on the head. James Hamm's going to join us here at some point. James Hamm just has free reign. He's going to be the third co-host at some point when he clicks that link and joins the show. We want to continue to hear from you as well. It's D'Lo and Casey here on ESPN 1320.
Catch D'Lo and KC weekdays from noon to 4 on Sacramento's number one sports station, ESPN 1320. D'Lo and KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
You want to connect with the show, you can. 916-349-1320. You hit us with a tease there just a moment ago, partner. I want you to be able to pay that off, but we got Daniel on the line. I don't want to keep him waiting too much longer. He was sitting through that commercial break. 916-349-1320. Daniel, what's happening, man?
Thanks a lot, fellas. Appreciate that.
Hey, you bet.
I just want to ask you guys, especially with KC, you said that you cannot get it done with this core, so it's time to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the fans, with the state that they're in right now, especially after seeing the Laker game, there were a lot of seats that were not full there. Do you think the fans would kind of accept that, or do you think that they would buck that trend even harder?
I'm not sure, David. I can only speak for myself. If they wanted to trade these guys and they wanted to stink, like, say Tank, whatever, it's fine. I'm so sick of watching these guys, though. Mm-hmm. I know that much. I am sick of watching these guys play night in and night out for the last 3 years. Fox, and once again, this doesn't mean individually they're bad players or nothing like that, but the combination of Fox, Barnes, Holmes, Buddy, and Bagley, I'm sick of seeing those guys. I am. I don't want to see those guys anymore because we already know where that's going to go. Nowhere. So if it means getting rid of two of them, get rid of them. If it means getting rid of four of them and leaving one, do that. Do whatever you got to do. But that combination of players, no more. And if that means we stink, I'll still go to the games. I don't care. If we got to like be bad and we're looking at a top five pick, I can only speak for me. I'll go to the games. It's better than watching this crap. I can honestly say, if this was an Oklahoma City situation, it's better than watching this trash I watched multiple times this year and for the last 3 years. Because OKC don't really have no real. They got a young guy in SGA. They got a Lu Dort. They got Giddey. Now, all these young dudes, they're not going anywhere. They're not winning any games right now.
47 million draft picks over the next
right.
6 years or something.
I'd be like fine if it was like Tyrese in the SGA mode or something like that. Like, fine, whatever.
This, you know what the crazy thing about this franchise is, and it's something that the people who run this organization and have for a long time just can't seem to grasp? Of course, Kings fans want to win. There's no, it's dumb to think otherwise. Of course, we all want to win. But putting out a team that's likable isn't the worst thing in the world.
Mm-mm.
And I know we're far, far removed from guys like Wayman Tisdale and Dwayne Causewell and Lionel Simmons and all of those guys. And those dudes were loved. That arena was sold out. Now, things shifted a little bit when you're knocking on the door of an NBA championship. I understand that. And once you get that close, you're constantly chasing your tail, trying to take that next step to get to the NBA Finals, because that's probably harder than where the Kings are trying to get now. Kings are just trying to get to the playoffs now. You're trying to go from from great to the absolute best. And then that's where things start to get a little murky, and that's where things to this organization started to change, and then, you know, all of the other circumstances that caused this organization to change as well. But the fact that you've got a team that doesn't come across as very likable right now, with De'Aaron Fox, with Buddy Hield, with Marvin Bagley, yo, that's a big problem for this fan base. Mm-hmm. This fan base has dealt with a lot of losing. This fan base has dealt with a lot more losing, particularly older members of this fan base. They've dealt with a lot more losing than they have winning. But Isaiah was likable. Boogie was polarizing, but at least he was loved or hated. There was no in-between. There was no indifference with DeMarcus Cousins. And I've always said I think there are a lot more people that loved him than didn't. I ain't never seen this city turn on a franchise and turn, like, bruh, here's the sad reality for all of us. We're like 20 games into the season. We're barely a quarter way through this thing. It can only, like, is this really just going to get worse?
I mean,
because if you've got a fan base that's checked out, man, we talking about players checking out. Talk to me about a fan base that is checked out.
Yeah.
You had a question before the break, though.
Yeah, no. So I was thinking about this yesterday. You talk about who's the leader and who influences this team right now. And I'll ask everybody in the chat this. Anybody want to call in, give their answer, give their opinion, 916-349-1320.
And Josh, hang tight. We'll get to you in just a heartbeat.
Well, I ask you, Damian. Mm-hmm. Does this Kings team collectively play more like Rashawn Holmes or De'Aaron Fox?
De'Aaron Fox. That's
your influence.
I thought team. You were going to ask a tough question.
I'll ask.
Rashawn, you know, I love. I'm a Rashawn Holmes guy. I don't know if you've heard,
yes.
But you know, one of the frustrating things about Rashawn Holmes and why it's so easy for you and me and, you know, King's Twitter to agree with that sentiment is he really stands out.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was the number one thing I think most of us gravitated to with Rashawn Holmes? His intensity. His intensity right now on this team is one of one.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yep. And when you talk about inconsistency or being lifeless, I agree. They play like De'Aaron Fox. Do they play more like Rashawn Holmes or Buddy Hield? Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you, once again, well, I am saying trade Buddy. I am saying that. I'm not necessarily saying that with De'Aaron Fox. But if you want to change your fortunes, if you want to change your identity of this team, it's not firing Luke Walton. It's not moving on from Vlade Divac. It's not somebody necessarily selling a team. None of that will matter if you still have the same leader that you have, the same person, same two people that have their fingerprints on the rest of this roster. And that's Buddy and De'Aaron. By all accounts, once again, I'll make the distinction. Good men. Good men. They had never been in trouble with the law, never done anything, nothing like that. Good men. Talented basketball players. But if they are the focal point of your team, you're going nowhere. And they can get mad at me for me saying that. They can have agents or trainers or burner accounts get mad at me for saying that. But I also need them to answer, am I lying? Because if you think differently, you're just going off of hope. I'm going off what I've seen since both of these guys have been in Sacramento. They've been here. This franchise has gone nowhere. That's the facts. Maybe they can go somewhere else and do some good stuff and, you know, spread their wings. Maybe. I don't know. I do know what's going on here in Sacramento. And it is gotten worse by the game, to be honest with you.
Yeah. 916-349-1320. We got Josh first. Josh, we appreciate the call, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. I'm giving a call because, you know, when the season started, there was a whole lot of realistic talk about this Kings team is a 8, 9, 10 play-in kind of a seed. Mm-hmm. And that's with everybody healthy. You're looking at a mediocre at best team. And this team is missing key players. And, you know, looking at it from just an overall perspective, if you've got guys like Metu who need to play meaningful minutes, the expectation needs to drop dramatically. So, I mean, I don't see this team as being anything more than mediocre, even if everybody is healthy. But
they're not mediocre. But they're not mediocre, Josh. They're just bad. We're asking for mediocrity.
And they're getting smacked on a routine basis. Like, they're not, like you said, they're not hanging in there and being average. They're getting beat down routinely.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320 KIFM West Sacramento, an Odyssey station, and driven by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge. Lighting up the mood here. Mitch is with us. Mitch, what's happening?
Hey. Hi, guys. Hope you had a good holiday.
Same we did, you, Mitch.
I'm glad to see my boy, Metu, getting some playing time. It's pretty good. And he's not getting 45 minutes. I don't want to hear it. Only because, you know, it's just like the old Don Sutton argument there. You know, if you play long enough, you get the numbers. But I got to say, I would say there's only three guys that are untouchable. Holmes, Fox, and trying to remember the other guy.
Mitch.
So why are they losing to the Lakers? Why are they losing to the Lakers? I mean, I didn't mean to hit him in the eye, LeBron.
No, Mitch, are you calling from a rotary phone? Like, what is all that crackling going on over there?
He said there's only three guys. They're untradeable. Holmes, Fox, and I forgot the other guy.
I love Mitch so much. I have.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.